passionate instigator, and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everyone and everything. This being the first Thursday of the month, we are I am on with my regular first Thursday of the month co-host, Matt Connerton. Matt, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Good, good. I called in like I normally call in, but for some reason it's not connecting for me. I don't know why, but how do I sound? Because I had to call in with a direct phone line.
No, you sound great. No, I actually had a similar issue. I called and I had to call twice because the first time I called, nothing happened. So then I called back and it picked up. So who knows? That technology will fail us on occasion.
Well, you know, technology will fail us, also with all of the storms and the lines down and all of the stuff that's happened between us and Pennsylvania, where this is located, I wouldn't be surprised if something is still not completely right, you know.
Oh, no doubt.
In flux,
no doubt about
flow.
It.
Yeah.
Did you lose power where you are?
They say that we did. Like for a flicker, nothing
yeah.
that registered. In fact, nothing that flickered enough that made any of my stuff, like be blinking when I woke up the next morning. I know we had trees
yeah.
down behind my condo that got knocked down in the thing. How about you?
Yeah, that's what happened here too. You know, there were trees down, there were power lines down, but where I am, we only. Very late at night, and I was up, you know, I stay up late working, and we lost power for probably less than a minute, and it came right back on, so, which was nice.
Yeah, really. So, you know, we try to take this first Thursday of the month, and we try to do neutral news. I had to keep on stopping and thinking. I keep on wanting to say that it was thirst-quenching Thursday. I'm like, brain, work. It's not Thirst Quenching Thursday anymore. What is it? Oh, neutral news. That's right. So forgive me if I started at the beginning, because I almost announced, and as we do every the first Thursday of every month, we're Thursday with Matt. I'm like, oh, no, we're not, are we?
Well, what's in a name?
Hey,
speaking of which,
yeah.
I would like to congratulate you.
Oh. And do tell.
On your nuptials.
For which of my wonderful, fabulous things?
Yes, you're hitched.
My hitched? Yes. Yes, my nuptials. I got nuptialized.
Yes. Yes.
Is that a word?
No.
What do you think?
No,
it's not a word.
No, okay. It's not. But so how's it feel? Any different being married, or is it just kind of the same?
No, you should try it sometime. No.
Ew.
Ooh. He goes, no. Let's steer away from that topic.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't really. I mean, the wedding was wonderful. As you know, you were there.
Yes.
So the wedding was wonderful. I have to say it was wonderful after a series of nightmares and several fires. Yeah.
Fires.
And in fact, fires that needed to get put out. I may jump script and actually share some of the fires that were going on because in retrospect, they're quite amusing. They weren't when they were
happening.
I'm curious. But you're curious. And probably so are some of the listeners who, you know. I've been listening to me for over a dozen years now, so they'll probably find some amusement in these stories. Did you have any hot neutral news topic you wanted to cover, though, today? I just wanted to make sure. I want to leave time if we have a topic.
Oh, not particularly. There's always so much going on that it's, like, hard to even pick something. So No, I want to hear about these fires. I'm very curious.
Okay. So, the fires, you know, so the fire started about 10 days before the wedding. There's always, you know, there's always stuff that goes on when you're planning a wedding. Everybody warned me there were going to be last minute changes. There would be things. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to organize it as best I can. And of course, you know, one of the things for me is that we do, you know, I was like, okay, being self-employed, as I have been for 27 years now, I decided that I was going to front load my month with everything that I needed to, you know, create so that I didn't have to basically work the last, you know, 12 days or so of the month, so I could focus on my wedding and the other side of it. So I came out of the Web of Light Expo on September 30th, October 1st that we had in Portsmouth, and I went into immediate, like, I worked every day for like the next like 12 or 14 days. I mean, either I had an event or I had clients or I had something. I didn't take any days off because I like all my days off are going to be at the end of the month. So I'm just kind of like plugging away. This is how I decided chose to deal with it. And what I did is, so I was like, okay, you know, so little things, you know, people deciding they were going to come, deciding that they weren't going to come, blah, 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 blah. And the first quote unquote fire was, we had this woman, I'm not going to mention any names, and she doesn't listen to my show that I know of, and I don't mean any disrespect because in hindsight, I understand what happened, but she had said she would do our wedding program. Now, you got one of the wedding programs. Did you think it looked nice? Did you unscroll it? Did you read it, or did you just, like, pick your teeth to throw it away?
I didn't get a program, actually. I missed those.
You didn't get a program? Oh, okay.
No.
Well, when I see you next time, I'll bring you one because I have a few extras.
Oh, okay.
So you can have one.
Yeah, I didn't
see
them.
Home to Jenny, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, that ended up being one of the fires. So the initial wedding program somebody else was going to do. They had volunteered. They, you know, enjoyed doing that sort of thing, blah, 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 blah. So it's 10 days before the wedding. I'm just finishing up being on this long thing, even though I had a few little things going on still. And I get a copy of the wedding program, and all it is line by line of what's going on typed on a Microsoft Word document. And there are even spelling errors in it.
Oh, no.
Not what I thought of as a wedding program.
Now, right.
In retrospect, I find out that this woman did her best because she had some personal, very unexpected last minute emergencies in her immediate family and was trying to juggle too many things. And instead of just calling and saying, I've just been, you know, like sideswiped in my life. And so I can't really give it the time, which I would have not been, can't say I would have been happy with it, but I would have said, okay, well, stuff happens and, you know, I'll take care of it. Instead, she did something and she sent it. And I looked and I'm like, this is not acceptable. So Jeff and I are looking at the wedding program. And I said, okay, I said, we're going to go out. We're going to get parchment paper. We're going to roll it up. We had the hand fasting part of the ceremony. Well, I made 185 mini little hand fasting cords to attach to the wedding program so people would have them as a souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted it. If they didn't, they could throw it away. But a little mini hand fasting cord. I said, we'll tie it up like a scroll and we'll include the hand fasting cord, and this is what we're going to do. And so Jeff and I go out to one of the local craft stores. We're staying there. I said, okay, so here's the parchment paper. Here's this. And he goes, because now we're like 10 days out from the wedding. This is all happening. And I'm like, okay, so we'll go home tonight. We'll print them up. We'll roll them. Stop. We are not sending this. We are not giving this to people. I have to completely redo this program. I just want everything to be in place so as soon as I've redesigned it, it can be done.
Right.
And it's like, well, but we only have 10 days. I'm like, stop. Don't even think anywhere in any concept of reality that we would actually send the program out looking like this. And he just takes a deep breath and he's like, okay. I'm like, okay, good. We're in agreement here. So it took me, I spent about 5 or 6 hours on it the next day, which wasn't really the time I had, but I ended up with something that I liked. Now, as being at the wedding, as you know, I had written a song for Jeff to be sung at the wedding, which was a surprise to him. So had to sneak in. You remember this? The singer sang the song, and then it was announced that that was my wedding gift to Jeff. I'd written the song for him.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jeff's looking at the thing, and he goes, what is this song in here, and how come it doesn't have an author or, you know, like a composer or anything on it? I said, oh, they don't do that on wedding programs. And he's going, oh, okay. So I'm like, oh, hey. We put it, so I said, it's okay. I said, so it's all right with you? Yep, it looks good. Great. So I print 175 off the next day, double-sided, and his mother and his sister were in it with me, were in with the surprise with me. So they spirited him away, rolled them, you know, like hole punched him, put in the hand fastening cords, scrolled him up, rolled them, tied him off. So he never got a chance to see it until the wedding day. So he didn't know that I had added my name under the song. So, you know, that was just a little fire. That started the series of fires. So then the next fire, oh yeah. So, you know, then the next fire, a little thing, you know. Somebody, you know, four people decide that they can't make it. And now we're like 8 days out from the wedding. And a couple other people decided they can't make it. And so people are dropping like flies. But at this point, and we'll be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
And welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on the first Thursday of the month. I'm on here with Matt Connerton, and we are covering the forest fires that happened in Dr. Kevin's wedding. So in one day, for some reason this sticks out to me, I get an email, four of us can't come to the wedding, followed by an email. Literally, like, they were, like, on top of each other. I was opening up. The next one, it was four people going, is it too late for us to come to the wedding? I'm like, okay, this is going to drive me crazy. because we had done seating charts. We'd also
had created,
besides, you know, we'd also like ordered the cake, and wedding cakes are not cheap, and you have to know how many people you're going to have. And we opted for a potluck, so I wasn't paying per head for dinner. And probably, I think we ended up with about a third of the people we invited to the wedding never getting back to us at all.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So some of these people, yeah. Go ahead. What are you going to say, Matt?
No, I was just, I just said,
oh,
hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I was just saying I'm surprised that many, a third.
Yeah. So, anyways, we, so after like playing with the seating chart, after having it done, redoing it, playing with it again, blah, 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 blah. And at one point we had 175 people that were coming to the wedding. And then at one point we had 148 people that were coming to the wedding. And then we had 162 people coming to, I mean, this was like up and down. And so finally, I don't know if you saw the sign or not that I actually posted at the front door of the reception hall, which basically said, hear ye, since people up to the last minute were changing whether they were going to be here or not. You know, we have decided with the help of some good spirits that you can sit wherever the hell you want. Did you see the sign?
I did, yeah. I think that's the better way to do it anyway, personally, you know.
So
I thought that was a good
anyways,
thing.
Anyways. So then we discover two things. That the VFW hall that we rented in Jaffrey. So, you know, like a couple of weeks ahead of that, you know, and so you understand, we, you know, I reserved the space for the Cathedral of the Pines last October, a year ago. I did it a year in advance. The VFW hall, I did 10 months in advance. In both cases, the people that I reserved the spaces with were let go from those organizations.
Oh, that's never
and,
good.
And in the case of Cathedral of the Pines, a person who was working there that watched me reserve it had also been let go. So they had lost two people. They had lost their wedding person twice. The VFW had lost it once. And so even like in the first, like in like 2, 3, 4 months ago, stuff started cropping up. Like, you know, little issues. Because now I'm dealing with somebody new. And now they're telling me sometimes something different than what I was being told when I first signed up. In the case of the cathedral, they had a contract. But when I signed it, they went to give me a copy and they didn't give me a copy. And I had it, I actually had that in an email that because their copy machine was broken, so they couldn't give me a copy of the contract. So they had the only copy of the contract. In the case of the VFW, the woman that got that my understanding is she got fired from there, never sent me the contract, which she was supposed to, but had accepted the deposit, which reserved the date. So now we're finding out, go ahead.
No, I was just kind of groaning.
Yeah. So about 6 weeks before we find out, you know, the VFW originally was like, if you rent it, you have the whole space, you rent it, it's yours, blah, 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 blah. This is what it costs. If you can find somebody who is a veteran, then you can save $100 on it if they're willing to join the VFW. And I said, well, my father was a veteran. I said, well, that's great. We just need to, for you to bring, you know, this form. Well, I said, well, I have his discharge form. I have his discharge form from World War II. I have his discharge form from Korea. I have both of his official discharge forms certified, you know, like stamped and everything. No. There's a specific thing that we now require that you have to get from the government to say that they were a real veteran. Well, the cost of it was the amount of money that I was going to save because they wouldn't take my actual father's discharge papers. to give me the veterans discount. Those were not good enough, you know, from either war that he was in. So, you know, I mean, so I was, but anyway, so I was, so suddenly we find out. So first we find out from the VFW hall that, well, if we're going to use the kitchen, it's going to cost us an extra $175. That's actually not included. And we were told originally it was included. Oh. I had five people around that table with me that was sitting there listening when we asked those questions from the woman who no longer works there. So now it's like, okay, can we just do this without the kitchen? We really can't do it without the kitchen. We're doing a potluck. So we really can't do it without the kitchen.
Right.
So now not only can I get my veterans discount, it's now going to be an extra $175 because I need the kitchen. I'm like, okay. So then we, so then now we're back to like 10 days before the wedding. And, you know, and they were bragging, we've redone this hall. This is a new hall. You know, we revamped it and we've made it and it's, you know, and this is great. And I said, okay. I said, well, friend of mine, you know, Elmer, it was going to be, it's going to be DJ. Was going to be DJ. And he was getting a program and we picked out the songs and he was sitting up there in the corner doing the stuff in his kilt, playing the music. And so we said, well, we just want to make sure that when we bring the computer, do we need to bring an extra cable to hook into your sound system? Whatever. We don't have a sound system. Excuse me, you don't have a sound system? You're renting an event space hall, one that was just redone. You don't have a sound system that you that people can plug into play? No, 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 no. We have a mic. You can make announcements over that. We don't have a sound system. So now it's 10, like I said, you know, 10, 9, 8 days. So now we have to find a sound system. And what I have to say is almost every fire showed up and did away with itself in 24 to 48 hours. It was like little mini panics. It's like, okay, we got to find speakers. Well, Jeff's cousin's a professional musician. He has the right kind of speakers. I'm sure he'll let us use it. Couldn't get him to return the phone call initially, you know. And when you're 10 days out, time is like now you're going crazy. So, okay, you know, so we find out on Monday before the wedding, 5 days, whatever, 6 days, 5 days, before the wedding, okay, we now have a speaker. It's going to be big enough. The sound will be good, which it was. You were there. The sound was fine.
Yeah.
Then we find out they don't have any coffee urns we can use. Even if we bring our own coffee stuff, there's no way for them to have anything that we can make coffee there out of. I'm like, really? You're a VFW event center and you have no way for us to make coffee? So now I'm asking for people, does anybody have a coffee urn that I can use? Or do I have to go out and buy one? Or do we just buy 10 boxes of Joe, which are not cheap? Boxes of Joe are not, you know, I mean, they're not like wicked expensive, but still, you don't know how much coffee. And of course, the whole time this is going on, Matt, what's going on? Yeah, no, we can't make it. Yes, we can. No, we can't. Yes, we can. Now I had like initially 8 people that said that they would come at 8 o'clock in the morning because we could not bring our stuff over on Friday night. We could not set the hall up on Friday night. It had to be Saturday morning. So we have like 8 people that have agreed to be there from 8 in the morning till 9:30. One who was missing the wedding altogether. That's a better friend of my sister's than mine, who was a godsend. And that was saying, you know, I'll be there to collect food and set everything up and don't worry. And so on that Monday, the first person who had promised to be there to set up calls and says, I can't come and set up for the wedding and I can't make the wedding on Saturday. I have a business engagement. I'm like, okay, well, now we're down to 7. It's a little tight, but that's okay. I understand. There was a long conversation, but I understood. I was just like, okay, will that be enough? What's going on? So just to follow that particular thread through, by Thursday, 4 people had backed out from coming to set up that had promised they would.
Oh, wow.
So at the last minute, I am reaching out to old friends, people that love me more than they should, and saying, is there any way you could come help set up?
Yeah.
And then one of my 2 coordinators calls me on Wednesday night in tears. Her aunt just died, and the funeral's on Saturday morning. Well, you can't be upset with somebody because their aunt died.
Of course.
Somebody else who was playing a major... Yep. And somebody else who was playing a major role in the wedding, mother got taken off life support and is expected to die any day now. And so...
Wow.
I'm like, so... Yeah, I'm like, okay, so these are the fires that are coming up. I'm maybe losing people, not losing people, losing people, having to replace people. Who's going to be there? Who's not going to be there? Who's going to show up? I still have a bunch of people who never said what they were bringing. So God knows, we had no shortage of food at that wedding reception.
Yeah, I was happy about that. Plenty of food.
Yeah, plenty of food. So a friend of mine from Phoenix says, I have a 30-cup urn. And because Elmer's flying in from Phoenix to be my DJ, Elmer can bring it with him if he wants to pack it in the suitcase. So literally, then somebody else showed up with one, so I had two. Literally, one of my urns had to come in from Phoenix so I could have coffee at the wedding reception. Okay?
Wow. That's incredible.
But I'm just grateful. I'm like, this is all showing up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then the big fire hits on Tuesday.
Ooh.
Yes. And so we are, so I go down to see Tim and Elizabeth, who you know, and Tim
yes.
was singing the song. And so I go in on Tuesday, and again, this is all, you know, Jeff doesn't know anything about this, so I'm like, you know, like doing all this behind his back as a surprise.
Yeah.
And I walk in to see Tim and Elizabeth, so I can hear them sing the final thing of my song. And they had gone out and actually, and we'll be right back, and we'll find out what.
Ooh, a cliffhanger.
Here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. I'm here with my semi-regular co-host, Matt Connerton, who just attended my wedding, and we're talking about the roaring fires that were happening. So at that point, you know, all little things, but still aggravating things, because it's all like 10 days out and all this stuff is showing up. And I'm just like trying to keep on top of it. And Jeff is still working his 9-to-5 job. So sometimes, I mean, like, I'm not even telling you all the ones. I'm just telling you some of the bigger ones. So,
yeah.
So sometimes the fire would flare up, and by the time he would get home, I would have already, like, taken care of the fire, and I was reporting post, you know, post-fire, giving him post-fire reports of what was going on. I think he was very grateful that he actually was working. So I go to Tim and Elizabeth to listen to the song. And they had very nice and generously and wonderfully taken the music for the song and had what they had done is they had had it professionally played and orchestrated and taped in the studio, the background music for Tim to sing behind, to sing, you know, to sing in front of, whatever. And so I'm anxious to hear how this is going to sound with, you know, basically almost like having a full orchestra behind it, because that's really neat. No matter how you look at it, that's just neat. So I'm all set to listen. I walk in and they said, we have a question we need to ask you, but we want you to stay calm. Well, I'm already like, okay, I can do that. Maybe. Like, they said, so we just want to know, what day is the wedding? The wedding is this Saturday, correct? And I went, yeah, the wedding's this Saturday. He said, well, we called Cathedral of the Pines, Tim did, to find out from the guy that does the sound system to find out what the setup was. I'm going to bring a CD, blah, 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 blah. Talks to the sound guy, Dave, nice guy. But says to Dave, yeah, I'm going to be singing at the wedding. That's this Saturday. And Dave goes, we don't have a wedding scheduled for this Saturday at Cathedral.
Oh, no.
And so Tim goes, well, I'm scheduled to be there to sing at a wedding. Are you sure you have the right place? Cathedral in the Pines? Yep. And you're sure it's this Saturday? Absolutely. Well, nobody's in the office right now. The girls are not in the office right now. They won't be in until tomorrow. So, you know, you can call back then, but we don't have a wedding scheduled. I've not been asked to work, and we're not set up to do a wedding this Saturday.
Wow.
The fires just got bigger.
It's a good thing he called.
Yeah. It was a very good thing he called.
Yeah.
And wow. So I send an email because there's no sense of me calling. Because why would I call? Because the girls aren't in the office. And this guy told Tim everything he knew that it just happened that morning before I got there.
Yeah.
And so I sent an email and I said, okay, they open at 10 in the morning. I will give them till noon before I call. But now this is Tuesday. The wedding is Saturday. So Wednesday morning, no call, no email. I call them at noon, leave a message. Don't hear anything. Don't hear anything. At 4:50, I get an email from the acting executive director, who ended up being a lovely woman. I just want to say that at the end of the day, but sent me an email that basically said, we have no evidence of your wedding. We have no evidence that you have paid for a wedding, and we have nothing set up for you to do a wedding this Saturday.
Wow.
And if you have any questions, you can email me. And she put her email address in, which for some reason was not the email address she sent it from, which I didn't notice at first because I was just a little discombobulated by the email.
Oh, I bet.
So I'm So I am, like, I am digging out all the emails I have, all of the confirmations I have, the copy that I had paid for the thing in May. The thing had been paid for 100% since May. Okay, I had reserved it a year before. I'm sending all of this to her and then realizing I've sent this the wrong email. I call, and of course it goes to voicemail because she sent it at 4:50 and the place closes at 5 and she's giving me no way to get in touch with her. And I'm thinking at that point, are you kidding me? You have somebody that tells you they have a wedding scheduled in 3 days and you don't give them a way to get in touch with you? And I left a phone number so they could call.
Wow.
And so Wednesday night, I still have the contact information and stayed in touch with the first woman that booked the thing. I watched her write it in the book. Luckily, she still had connections. She said, you know, her significant other's grandfather was on the board and he was going to reach out to him. And then 5 o'clock the next morning, I'm wide awake. And remember that our friend, who is one of our two key coordinators for the reception and everything going on up there, also had connections to Cathedral of the Pines. So I text her, and she happens to be awake, and get her going on it. I call when it opens up at 10 in the morning. I'm there. I talk to David, who is the sound guy, and of course, at this point, now the conversation going around the office is, what's the story with this wedding this weekend? And he says, well, you have to talk to the executive director for her to give you an official decision. But, you know, we've already talked about, I can work on Saturday. I can be there for sound. You said you had a wedding rehearsal scheduled on Friday night. You can do that. There'd be no reason why that can't happen. Kind of goes back and forth. And I'm feeling better until he goes, he said, but we do have a memorial service in the morning. So can you like move the wedding to the afternoon? I'm like, what? I have 175 people showing up between 9 and 9:30 in the morning. I can't even get in touch with all of them in time.
Right.
I can't. I mean, like, and he goes, well, hold on. Let me check the book. And then he comes back and he goes, no, the memorial service is in the afternoon. The morning is free.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. So the morning is free. Yep. But I cannot confirm that this is going to happen. You have to talk to Gretchen. She's going to be back at noon and she'll call you. She'll call you as soon as she comes in and make sure this all gets worked out. So I'm feeling a little better at this point, but still I'm going to feel better when I have talked to the decision maker.
Of course.
And so the decision maker calls me at 1:30 in the afternoon. And of course I felt every one of those minutes from noon to 1:30.
I bet. Yeah.
You know, and now at the same time, Jeff's sister has flown in from France and is there with her two kids. She was there for the bachelor party. She was there for the murder mystery dinner we did on Sunday, which was another little fire. So like from the Saturday, so the bachelor party was Saturday. I had 8 people for a murder mystery dinner on Sunday, and all of these fires were starting on Monday. So this is kind of, you know, you're kind of getting a scope now of the madness.
Yeah.
So she calls, she gets back to me, does get back to me and says, okay, yep, we'll be able to do the rehearsal, we'll be able to do this. She questions me a couple of times on like, how did I pay? And I said, okay, well, I sent you a copy of the voucher that says I'm fully paid. Like, I can send it again. Well, I haven't even gone through all your emails because you sent so many emails to me. I'm thinking I sent half as many as I wanted, but I didn't say that.
right.
right. You know? I go, okay. So now it's 1:30, 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. I've got to go pick up the photographer at the airport. I've got to pick up Elmer at the airport. I've got to go check in the house I'm staying in. I realize that too much stuff got left behind. I cannot fit it all into my car. I'm going to have to drive to Ringe and then from Ringe to Manchester and then Manchester to Ringe and still make sure that I'm picking people up at the airport and not letting them be stuck there. And another email comes in from the VFW hall. And do you remember that when you walked in the front of the VFW hall, there was a room on the right-hand side that ended up being a Halloween party before the end of our reception?
No, I don't remember that.
With you? Okay.
No.
So,
no.
As you walked in the front door at the VFW hall, there was a room on the right-hand side that was a big empty room when I looked at it. And again, and I went to the VFW hall at least four times, and then I had a representative go two or three more times, and we kept on verifying. When we rent it, it's ours. We get space.
Yeah.
So Jeff's mother had bought us the wedding arch, and the wedding arch was going to go in that room. The videographer was going to go in that room, and people were going to be able to tape us marriage messages. And I'm doing some last-minute confirmation with the VFW, and she contacts me in the email. Now, I just got off the phone with Gretchen. I'm trying to get out the door. It's complete craziness. I'm running late. Oh, we've rented that front room. You can't use it.
Oh, jeez.
You've rented the front room after I was specifically told that the whole space was mine if I rented it.
Wow.
And we'll be right back as the fires continue.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, hello, hello. And the fires continue here on the Dr. Kevin Show. We're going to give California a run for its money.
No kidding, huh?
And I saw the wedding arch ended up being at the inside the reception hall where we didn't actually want it at the back because, of course, the room was all set up. And I said, well, you know, can we, you know, could we have gone in and we could have gone in and worked around the room that was set up to try to tape things, but we would have done been done by 2:30 and then we would have had to have reset the room because there was nobody there to do it.
Wow.
So we just opted to put the wedding arch in the back of the thing. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. So we get there on Thursday night, pick up everybody. Everybody flew in. got the house that I rented for Thursday, Friday. Jeff and I were staying at a different house the wedding night that his mother had been using for a couple of days that she took for one extra night for us to have as our wedding night house. Beautiful place, jacuzzi on a lake, outdoor jacuzzi on a lake, fireplace, nice place. So, so on Friday, I got to go to Kilt Maker to go to last fitting for my kilt, which had to be taken in. Because I now have lost over 10 inches on my waist since July.
Well, congratulations.
I know you don't notice those sort of things. I know you don't notice.
Oh, I noticed you.
I'm actually a little smaller.
Yeah. No, I noticed you were looking a little more svelte.
A little more svelte. And then we go with the photographer, who is fabulous, Maya Papaya Pictures. She's out of Phoenix. She's an old friend, and she flew from Phoenix to do my wedding pictures. But she's a she's a professional. But she came and did my wedding pictures. So we were running around outside trying to get all of the stuff set up. So Saturday, we would be very quick with the wedding pictures. So we took wedding pictures Friday, kind of like pre-rehearsal dinner, running around doing that stuff. The rehearsal is at 3:00. And of course, one of the concerns is, as you saw, the woman, a good friend of mine that walked me down the aisle that you've known for years, Dara, is now in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And that's a sudden, very recent thing. And I was like, okay, so how are we going to get like her to walk me down the aisle? She really wants to do it. I really want her to do it. I asked her to do it before this had happened. I'm not going to go back on it if there's any way to do it. The rehearsal is at 3:00. One of the key people got it in their head. I'm not mentioning any names and I'm not pointing any fingers, that the rehearsal was at 4:00. So they didn't show up till 4:00. So everybody was there for an hour waiting for this person, thinking they were going to show up any minute. And I'm not going to say who, because again, accidents happen. It wasn't intentional. And the person felt horrible and I don't want to make them feel worse. Sometimes they listen to my radio show, not as often as they should, but sometimes. So it's now 4:00. The sun's getting a little later in the sky. We're having to deal with here's what we're going to do. So can she get up and can we move her from one wheelchair to the other? Because, there's that little step in the altar. Can we do this? We had to run through it like 3 times. Rehearsal dinner's at 6:00. So we're starting to get crunched from time. We have to move everything over to a staging area that somebody who lives in the area let us use their garage to stage everything, because we couldn't move it in until Saturday morning at 8:00. But we needed to get all the stuff in because the stuff was coming from all over for the wedding reception. And so we had to have the staging area. So we're trying to do all this stuff. We're trying to get it. And you remember the big brandy snifter that we had that was on the altar that had all of the sands?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Okay. So on Friday night, we had all of those sands initially. We had sands that represented my father, my mother, Jeff's father, Jeff's mother, my two brothers, my sister, his sister. And whether they were alive or dead, all of those people got represented by a color of sand. So this is going to happen at the rehearsal dinner, and only Jeff and I are going to put our sands in as part of the actual ceremony, because it would have taken forever if we had, done the whole thing as part of the ceremony.
Right.
Well, Jeff and I get there. We get there a few minutes late. We're coming from two different directions in two different cars. We're coming into the rehearsal dinner. We can't find the brandy snifter. The bags of sand that we prepared.
Oh, wow.
Then we figured out that they had already been moved over to the staging area. And somehow they did not get left in a vehicle. So then we had to run back to where everything was staged, come back in, start the rehearsal dinner, and start doing all the stands. And it was beautiful, and the rehearsal dinner was great, and it was fabulous. We got all the stands in. I'm like, okay, tomorrow's the wedding. How much more can go wrong? Never say that. Okay. Because we driving home. I'm driving back to where I'm staying. Jeff's staying with his family who have rented the house. Then we're staying separately the night before the wedding. And Jeff calls me. Your sand and my sand were left at the rehearsal dinner hall.
Ugh.
I'm like, really? Well, the place is closed now. Well, they open up for 7 for breakfast. So Jeff asked me if I can stop by and get the sands in the morning. Okay. And there's a few things that were put in my car that need to go to the staging area. And can I stop by and do that as well? Sure. And there's a couple things that were brought to the staging area that we need at the wedding. So can I pick those up because I'm going to be there? Including the hand fasting cord, which probably wouldn't have been really great if our hand fasting cord was at the reception hall when she went to do our hand fasting. So I am awake at 4 in the morning on the day of my wedding, Matt. 4 in the morning, I'm not awake. My head is racing with all the stuff I got to get done. And I've got to get in my kilt. And I love my kilt. Did you like the kilt?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, okay. But it takes a little time to do it and do it right and get it in there and get everything, you know, and make sure it all looks right and the sporran on and the stripes and all of that stuff. So my goal is to be there at 9 because at 9:45 the music starts, and at 10 o'clock I'm marching down the aisle, and you know, and that's comfortable breathing time. All of this stuff happens. I'm getting there at like 10 after 9. There are people using my area that I was supposed to get dressed in, so I had to wait till they finished using it so before I could use it. Elmer was there to help me put on his kilt, put my kilt, but he had his own kilt, and he had a problem with his kilt, so I helped him with the problem with his kilt. And then the other problem started coming in. The sound man knocks on the door. Is the guy here with the CD yet? Because we've got to make sure it plays. I'm like, I'm in here. I have no idea where. Let me text him. And then somebody comes out in with another problem. Well, what do we do with this? And then finally, at like 4:15 of, I'm being told that the ushers have not shown up yet. People are seating themselves. People are not being given the wedding program, which is why I guess you didn't get one. I thought that probably got caught up. So, you know, we did 175 wedding programs, and I don't know how many people never even got one. I brought a bunch home.
I didn't even notice anyone holding them. I had no idea there even were wedding programs.
So... And I'm still trying to get in my kilt, trying to get ready. And, you know, and when the last person came in and said, well, the ushers aren't here and people are sitting themselves down, and can you find where the ushers are? I'm thinking, I need to find the ushers that are late. I'm not even fully dressed yet. It's my wedding. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Was all I wanted to scream. But I texted the ushers. They just arrived. They got there late. And I guess the wedding programs, I guess the majority of them never got a little change because they were beautiful after I spent 5 or 6 hours designing them and tons of money to get them printed and rolled and scrolled and all of that done. And that's why I have a whole bag full of them left. and I found out yesterday that one of the people, heard one of the kids whose parents said, well, you know, go find a place and sit down. Oh, I can't do that. It's wet. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's me. But if you have a place that's a venue that you rent out to people for weddings, especially after everything they put me through, and, you know, and they at the end, they made it right. And it was all a little crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it happened. But when you have a morning wedding, you would have thought that one of them taken paper towels and cleaned it up. No, I had my guests. I didn't notice. I didn't find this out until yesterday from one of my guests. I had my guests going through their cars, grabbing rolls of paper towels to dry off the seats so not everybody would be wet when they sat down.
No kidding.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, but once the music started, the wedding was beautiful. It was perfect. It was magical. Yes. The weather was in great. Everything went well. And, of course, you were there for it. So we do have a video of it. I'm waiting for the photographer's pictures who took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures. I mean, literally,
I
would not be surprised if she hit 1,000 pictures over the 3 days. that wow. she was taking pictures. And she was going to get them all together and edit it and give them to me. We will make sure that you're forced to rewatch the video and look at the pictures as I share them with Jen.
Yes.
So, yeah. So those were the wedding fires. That was my 10 days before the wedding. Doesn't that make you want to get married
wow.
now?
Not at all. But it sounds like it was quite an adventure.
It was. So, Matt, I have a last-minute question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Sure.
Which is, I fell a little behind. We never did neutral news. There are some things going on that are probably worth discussing. Everything from mm-hmm. like arrests to all these other things that are going on. Do you want to come back next week and do the actual neutral news with me? Can you do that?
Yes, I can. I would be honored.
Come back. Next week, we will do neutral news with Matt Connerton and myself, where we will put the fires behind us and we will move forward in a blaze of glory.